Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been...
Otto Loos, and it's now only 148 days and 23 hours to Christina Loos' birthday.
Oh, wow. This is really a countdown.
I think we should have, like, in addition to our, you know, our clock on the wall, we need to have, like, the birthday countdown.
I'll have to talk to Dan.
I might invest in this, yes.
And just have it running down.
We might be able to get a sponsor for that clock. But, you know...
Well, isn't Zabar is one of the big sponsors.
Oh, we'll call
so we'll have to talk to them. So, you know.
Time is just flying by.
But, you know, starting next week, kicking off, which is very exciting, is the North Town of North Hempstead Gold Coast Film Festival is beginning next week. I guess it was last week. We had on a representative from there. And
Caroline was
here. It's really... and I want to stress to everyone that if you're a veteran, you get in free to all of the film festival events, which is definitely huge. And you could just... I think I have a phone number for them you can call up. There's an email, katie@goldcoastarts.org, or you can call 829-2570 if you're a veteran. And
that's to get the tickets?
If you're a veteran, you can get free tickets to all these different things. And what is actually, there's going to be a special free screening of the 1946 Academy Award-winning film, The Best Years of Our Lives, and that's going to actually be on Veterans Day, which I think is a wonderful little tribute. And that's going to be at the Bowtie Great Neck Theater at 1 p.m.
Oh.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I could, you know, need a segment to even go over all the different events and films that are going to be at the festival. It's really amazing. They got a lot of A-list stars there and really great films. So I really encourage everyone to attend this. And you can call 311 for more information. There's a beautiful booklet that tells you everything. I know a lot is actually selling out.
I was just going to say, last week, Anne was with us.
Yeah, we were surprised.
And she said, I'd like to see Modern Ruin, which is about the World's Fair Park. And Caroline said, that one's already gone. So interest.
Absolutely. You should definitely
when
get on.
When you say already gone.
It's sold out.
It's sold out.
Really?
Everything is the one showing.
Yeah. Oh,
really? Because they bought the deal. I mean, some of these things will wind up like on the movie screens maybe 6 months from now. Mm. So they don't have the rights to keep repeating it. It's once and it's done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that one was sold out. That's what was over a week ago.
Yeah. But it's really, I mean, there's, you know, what's nice about this too is that there's a bunch of different events and different presentations. So it's more than just actually watching a film. It's an experience that, you know, when are you ever going to have the chance to the creator, the director, the actor talk in detail about the film, which I think is just a great...
Now, not having been here last week, is that what the deal is? In other words, a lot of these movies, the people who were involved with making them are there?
Yes, it depends. There's certain are just a screening. Others have, you know, a whole presentation. But if you call 311, they could send you the booklet that has, you know, all the details of everything, which is great. And I want to encourage everyone also that if you're purchasing tickets online, there's a code for $2 off. It's SR2015. So $2 off, you know, we're all about the deal. But I encourage everyone to go. It's a fun event. There'll be a lot of people there. So call 311 for more information.
I'm going to steal 1 minute from Christina.
Steal it.
Caroline was saying different shows. One of the shows, I don't even remember where the country was. Maybe you remember, like a South American country, places loaded with garbage. Somebody went in and taught the kids, made musical instruments out of the garbage. Taught the kids how to play little by little, more of them kind of playing. They actually tour the world.
Yep, it's amazing.
I actually saw that.
Oh, you did? Okay. I never heard it. It was like so amazing. That's one of the films that's going to be here.
Yeah, it's really, they have very innovative and different films that you might not see under a normal circumstance,
exactly.
You know, or have an opportunity to. So definitely check it out. And I also want to tell everyone that we're doing the Veterans Donation Drive again, and this is benefiting the Northport VA Medical Center. It's going to run through December 10th. There's a bunch of different boxes. I know Clinton G. Martin Park, where we are, there's a box. And they're looking for a lot of personal care items like unscented body lotion, hair brushes, combs, deodorant, toothbrushes, shampoo, different blankets and you know, they're always looking for, you know, food items as well, canned goods and so on. But definitely you can call 311 to tell you, but I know that Clinton G. Martin Park has and it's already getting filled up, which is great. You know, people come in and drop off all these things, so I think it's nice. It's the holiday season coming up. Everyone should,
And you know what's nice about this? This is, you're shopping and you're going to spend $140 on Stop and Shop. You buy a toothpaste or a toothbrush. You spent another 79 cents.
It's nice too. Sometimes there's things on sale. And I know myself, I was in there and I was like, oh, great. There was some soup on sale. I was like, let me, get some extra stuff to put in there. So we definitely want to give back to the veterans after, you know, everything they've done for us. So I think it's worth it. So that's that. And then this is actually a fun thing that I just saw. This is pretty hot off the presses. Is that they're forming a Yes We Can community band at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. And they're looking for youth and adults. You have to be age 12 or older. And it's going to be every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It actually started this week. So it should be a fun little thing. You just, it's percussion, it's woodwind, and brass only.
Dr. Larry's out. he probably thought he was auditioning this morning for this.
There you go. You just need to be able to read music and have your own instrument, and you could join, which I think is fun. It seems like a nice little intergenerational.
Cool. You'll be there probably.
I'm gonna have to learn. I'm gonna start taking up the drums. My next thing, but. Definitely check that out.
I would have liked to have played the drums.
I always thought that would have been my go-to. I mean, I played the air drums a lot, but...
I actually play the drums with two knives when I go to weddings on the table.
There you go. Maybe you could join the Yes We Can. We could do a documentary on Otto next.
When are we going to have a show on the Misfits? Yeah. Which was Dan's concept.
But definitely check that out. I think that should be a fun little program. We're also coming up is the we really encourage people. Project Independence has a lot of support groups. As you know, there's caregiver support groups, bereavement support groups, but we also offer a lot of social groups, which are equally as important. And there's one, if you know, for all those crochet people that crochet, knit, we have Blankets of Love, which meets at Clint G. Martin Park. And it's really, they do amazing, amazing blankets. And they donate it to a different worthy cause.
That's been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, absolutely. It started with the NORC. It's still going strong. They're always looking for new people to join, though. And that's Tuesdays. So every Tuesday, that will be going on at Clint G. Martin Park. So from 1 to 2, if you're interested, call 311. We also have a social discussion group that's facilitated by one of our caseworkers, Robin Tovell, and that meets at the Parkville Library in New Hyde Park. And it's just a nice social group. There's a different topic every week, and that's on Thursdays, and that meets until December 10th.
Sort of like what we do here.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. Except I don't know if we have she has a more formalized topic, I think. And then there's also a men's community group that she facilitates at the Parkville branch also. And that meets on Fridays at 10:30 a.m. And, of course, we have our Romeos that also meet at the Atria Cutter Mill. And they're always looking for new members. It's really a great group of guys. And we have the senior talk group, which meets at the Roslyn Community Center. That's in Roslyn Heights. And that's at 11 a.m. And the director of senior citizen affairs, Nancy, facilitates that along with Janet Entine, who's one of our...
Oh, Janet is?
Yes, Janet.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She facilitates it.
Okay.
She's part of Don't Move Away, the organization, and as well, she's one of our fabulous co-hosts.
She really is.
And that's always the first and third Thursday of every month. So, you know, it depends on, you know, what area. We try to offer them in different areas so you can attend all of them and... You know, you can check it out. You know, you're not forced to attend.
What's the purpose of that one again?
It's senior talk. They just talk about just topics. Nancy prepares some topics. You know, the group decides on different topics. So it's another kind of discussion group just in the Roslyn area. So
if you want it, it's out there.
That's right. We're just trying to get the word out there for everyone. And I want to encourage everyone. I know this is a very popular one with all of our seniors, is the STOP program. It's going to be the last one of this year, actually, is going to be this weekend, this Sunday, at the North Hempstead Beach parking lot. And that's going to be from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. You know, we talk about the STOP program all the time. It's just phenomenal. You could literally return, old medication, old cleaning products, fertilizers, TVs, computers. I mean,
TV. Right. I have one.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you know, what I think is so wonderful about this program is that it's literally you can just bring a box of all different things, which is definitely perfect. So, and you could watch what we always love is the shredder. You could bring your documents and watch those things get shredded immediately, which is great. And they usually have a truck also from Big Brothers Big Sisters where you can bring, you know, gently used clothes and different. There's even blankets. I mean, it's really, so if you're ever cleaning, I always tell people, clean out your garage, put a box aside, and you can always take it over to these stop programs. And, you know, in 2016, they'll be doing it as well. But I encourage everyone to
The main thing
go.
Is people have to become more conscious.
Absolutely,
of what's
because
going
you
on
don't
and not throwing stuff away.
You know, there was actually a press release that came out, you know, just Judy Supervisor Bosworth was really just encouraging everyone just to be mindful of what you to put down the drain. You know,
I have a question about that.
Yes.
Like I have a TV, bought a new TV, have a TV that still works. But probably nobody wants it. I wonder if there's such a thing as an organization that does want stuff like that.
Well, I know that the Big Brother Big Sister, I believe they actually take that as well.
Really?
Those things. Yeah, it's amazing, because I know I personally donate to them as
well. They
could
scrap it, too, if they wanted
to. Yeah, and they actually, I mean, they took a wide variety of things. You know, you could probably, I could find out that information, but I know that they collect all different kinds of things. So that's what I'm saying. You know, if you have something like that, you could either dispose of it at the stop program, or maybe, you know, somebody wants to take it as well. So it's definitely a great opportunity.
That's it. We're done, actually. 311. Yeah. Call 311, because people could use those TVs possibly if you don't have a flat screen, and why throw it in the garbage? Or they'll take
it
apart.
It works fine, except that, you know,
it's so big now.
Bigger screen. Yeah. And,
he upgraded.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. You've been listening to The Christina Liu Show. Have a great week, everybody.